Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Tom Palladio, who is was on the show a few months ago discussing scalar energy. And with the current threat of Ebola and the current likelihood of patients getting sick from intracellular infections, these are the chronic fatiguing illnesses that don't just have one thing wrong. They have viruses, multiple intracellular infections, Lyme, mycoplasma, Babesia, and other Bartonella, and probably some things that don't even have a name in, as far as I can see, as well as other just, I guess, the chronic health problems that we face in this country. I'm having him back on to discuss in more detail the treatment that he has developed for this, as well as a little bit of the history that he has put on his website about the research into scalar energy. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for joining us again.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you, Doctor.
So I think I'd like to start a little bit about the history. On your website, you have a Russian scientist that I don't have the details in front of me, but would you like to start with the history of the research into scalar energy and how we got to the point we're at now with being able to use it?
Sure. There were many prominent men who served to introduce scalar energy to the world. The Russian astrophysicist that you're mentioning is Nikolai Kozarev, just a brilliant man. He presented a new way of looking at astrophysics. And the reason I say that is because there's two energies in the universe. Most physicists only consider the electromagnetic spectrum. There are two energies. We have the electromagnetic spectrum and scalar energy. Well, the scientists that I have studied and the scientists that I revere are the ones who have pursued this course in studying scalar energy. Again, Nikolai Kozarev was one of them. Nikola Tesla, many of you have heard of Nikola Tesla, and other great scientists. One of them is by the name of Galen Hieronymus. Those three individuals have really served to provide me with a understanding, a ground floor understanding, if you will, of scalar energy. And from there, I've pursued a lifetime course in this endeavor, in this, what I consider this emerging and very exciting science. So that, if you will, that is the what undergirds my understanding and where my academic career began with scalar energy.
Now, I have known people who were very prominent in psychotronics. Is psychotronics similar to the use of scalar energy? I know it's similar in that you can use a photograph or blood or hair or anything with the DNA on it. Is it scalar energy that's being used in psychotronics, or is it something else?
Yes. It's identical, Susan. It's identical.
Okay.
Some people will use the term psychotronics. Some people will use the term chi or prana or zero-point energy. Mm-hmm. Most people today in the scientific community are using the term scalar energy, and for the sake of this conversation, we'll call it likewise scalar energy. But to answer your question, scalar energy is synonymous with psychotronic energy.
And one thing I've learned is that when a healer holds their hands, say, over a fracture on an arm or a wound, and puts the hands on either side of the patient, a scalar energy standing wave forms between the healer's hands. And this is really important to understand because, you know, we didn't really know what, I mean, when Jesus was talking about laying on the hands, he didn't really explain it in terms of the physics that we could understand. I've been doing hands-on healing for a number of years now, and you can feel the energy wave. I mean, if you just put your two hands in front of each other and just concentrate, you can feel the wave. And they use that a lot in Qigong to create the energy balls and everything. But I just want people to understand that this energy has been studied And this energy has been measured, and this energy is not, a Fig Newton of your imagination at all.
That's right. That's right. Yes, we finally understand the science behind laying of hands. As many of you know, people have the ability to lay their hands upon you, and by some means, you're healed. Well, the animating principle is scalar energy. Scalar energy is the healing that we impart by way of laying our hands upon people. So there is a science behind this, and eventually you're going to see how science and religion, if you will, are really the same. There really should be no demarcation line between the two, because one calls to the other.
And, you know, when patients have especially pathogens or low energy states, either one, it doesn't really matter, because we believe that low energy states attract pathogens. In other words, you know, it's not just the bug that makes you sick, it's the fact that the energy in the area, be it your liver, be it your throat, be it your stomach, that the energy lowers and then the bug can move in. And so raising the energy is just as important as killing the bug. And you offer three different types of treatments. One is for pathogen killing, and I'd like you to go into that, and then one chakra balancing, and then the third one is a nutrient thing, to increase the energy overall. Would you like to go through those three different types of treatments that you provide?
Sure, thank you. Let's start with the pathogenic cleansing. Now, again, I use scalar energy exclusively, and scalar energy is not electricity. It's different. Well, with scalar energy, I've found a technique. I've discovered how I can take scalar energy and break apart, disassemble a germ. And to give you an analogy, many vocalists, those who have a trained voice, are able to shatter glass with their voice. A wine glass can be shattered by an opera singer, for instance.
Right.
Well, I use that law of resonance in practice with scalar energy. I take scalar energy and I break apart germs. I disassemble them into elements. It's a very effective process. I've had great success in treating out all types of viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan. This is the wonder. This is the mechanism of scalar energy. We can eradicate a pathogen. If you can do that, essentially, you're opening up the door in the future to cure pathogenic disease. This offers a great prospect to mankind to finally to be able to fundamentally address infections, to remove, to eradicate the causative agent, the germ. Well, in turn, the symptoms are no longer present. The symptoms weaken and many times abate altogether. Well, that's the first process that I offer to the general public. The second process that I've discovered with scalar energy is a high-powered scalar energy instrument will balance the seven chakras. Well, with my instruments, they are indeed a power-generating, if you will, standing wave of scalar energy. And I have observed that my instruments will serve to balance the seven chakras of the human body. Now, what is a chakra? Well, in my consideration, a chakra is nothing less than a scalar energy processing point. So that is, there are seven points in the body. Those chakras are composed of scalar energy, and with a scalar energy instrument, I can reprogram those chakras. And in so doing, the body then receives favorable communication from the seven chakras. I have experienced a great benefit by way of emotional tranquility. Many people tell me that after I balance their seven chakras, that they no longer have depression or anxiety, that they have a state of calm and tranquility. Well, that is to be attributed to scalar energy. Scalar energy can indeed reprogram the seven chakras of the body, and accordingly, our emotional state will follow. We really have, with this in mind, the means to finally fundamentally address emotional disorders. If we can correct and balance the seven chakras, I know we can reverse many psychological conditions, many emotional disorders. So that's the second process that I've developed.
Let me intersect here that healers have found and clairvoyants have found that when people have cancer, there is always a disruption of the chakra in that area. That's an important point.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you. And that goes back to the notion that chakras are points of communication. They're points of intelligence. They're mm-hmm. points of scalar energy intelligence in the body. And if you have the incorrect intelligence, what will you have? Well, you'll have a mutation. You'll have neoplastic tissue. Well, it all boils down to imparting the correct intelligence, the correct instructions in the body. And as you said so adroitly, yes, a cancerous condition really is a form of miscommunication from the body. The body is now experiencing some type of mutation, whether it's an addition, deletion, or substitution of a base pair. That is the consequence of this faulty information. So in synopsis, scalar energy reprograms the seven chakras, and in so doing, the chakras then send out the correct information into the body. Well, the third treatment modality that I've perfected is I am able to assemble matter with scalar energy. And in so doing, I've developed a technique whereby I can assemble nutrients such as vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, phytochemicals. In total, I am now assembling with scalar energy over 230 micronutrients. And the beauty of it is scalar energy will send information into the body in which each cell of the body then participates in this process. And each cell then becomes, if you will, a factory for over 230 nutrients. All of this is done by way of light. I don't work with chemicals. I work exclusively with light. So what I am saying is this: scalar energy, scalar light allows me to assemble nutrients inside the human body. It's a perfect delivery system of nutrients on account of the fact that I do not have to rely upon any metabolic process. To the contrary, light, scalar light, instructs the body to form, to create the geometry of nutrients. And in so doing, again, I believe this is a perfect delivery system in which each cell participates, and thus each cell is delivered nutrients without having to worry about digestion, absorption, etc. It's a fascinating concept that I've developed, and in practice it works, and I see the benefits from the people that I treat.
Well, there's a lot of people that their gut isn't very healthy, so they have chronic malabsorption issues and multiple problems, you know, with nutrients. And they often end up with IV therapy, but that's expensive. So this would be a good thing for them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I believe what I've developed is the perfect delivery system for nutrients. Now, obviously, food is our medicine, and we have to have a strong diet and a proper diet. But what I'm saying that with this nutrient program that I've developed with Scalar Energy, it is the perfect delivery system in which each cell in the body, then becomes a factory of nutrients. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say vitamin C is needed by the body. I instruct the scalar energy instrument to assemble vitamin C inside the body. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've noticed about scalar energy, nothing impedes it. Nothing can stand in its way. So when I broadcast this energy into a person, each cell in the human body then starts to, if you will, assemble, form vitamin C. So there's nothing that is dependent upon this energy. To the contrary, I'm working with a first cause in nature, scalar energy, and mm-hmm. this first cause allows me to assemble, again, nutrients at the cellular level. Well, to me, that's fascinating, and to me, that serves as an indication that, again, this is most likely the perfect delivery system of nutrients. Now, as you well know, our diets are compromised. Our soil has been denatured. There are many chemicals in our foods. There's a lot of pesticides. Well, I obviate all of that, people. I only treat for what is found in nature. And I am imparting, I am broadcasting the nutrients that the body needs. And the upshot is this. After a few months of treating people under this nutrient program, many people tell me that the conditions such as arthritis are ameliorated, that they feel that they have a greater range of motion, that that their skin tone is enhanced, that they feel a greater sense of mental clarity. Well, all of this really calls to mind that finally their body is getting the nutrients that it needs. And I'm doing this by way of light. I'm instructing scalar light to assemble vitamins, minerals inside the body. Well, as you well know, our diets, again, we are malnourished in many respects. I contend that scalar energy nutrients therapy will be the means whereby the masses can finally get the nutrition that they need. And we don't have to compromise ourselves anymore. Again, our food supply is polluted. We live in a polluted world. Scalar energy circumvents all of that. Scalar energy will allow everybody to experience this nutritional support at the quantum level. Nothing can impede this process. So essentially what I'm saying that this nutrient program serves to improve our health regardless of our medical condition, regardless of our age, etc. Why? Because light allows me to create nutrients. I can, if you will, I have control over physical nature with scalar energy. And with my scalar energy instruments, I assemble nutrients inside the body. This, to me, opens up a new venue in medical science. And I think this will be someday broadly accepted around the world, and it will serve as a preventative measure for disease.
Yeah, the malnourishment is a big problem, even in the U.S., and does set you up for many, many different chronic diseases, especially with fatty acids and the micro mineral and micronutrient deficiencies. And not everybody can afford to take supplements because there are many, many different kinds of micronutrient deficiencies, as you said. So
exactly, precisely. It's so promising, doctor. It's just scalar energy, people, is a means whereby we can control nature. We can control the physical universe. So what do I do? I take scalar energy and I can control a germ, a pathogen. I can break apart viruses. I can disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi. I have the means to eradicate the causative agent of disease. Secondly, scalar energy allows me to program the seven chakras. In turn, once the chakras are programmed, the body receives the proper communication, the proper instructions. Third, scalar energy allows me to control nature. In so doing, I can assemble physical forms. We spoke about the nutrient program. Scalar energy allows me to assemble, to form inside the body, minerals, vitamins, antioxidants, etc. All of this is done by way of light. All of this is a painless process. I do all the work. It's my scalar energy instruments that I've perfected over the years that produce this salubrious state. My point is simply to present my work. I believe eventually it will be widely accepted. And it's frankly not that difficult to do. I know that my research, what I have done, can be repeated by others. And eventually, I hope it will be, to the point that this will become universally accepted.
Well, I know that I contacted you recently because I was having trouble with a virus that I got. I don't know which virus it was. It was just one that caused a fever. It didn't really cause me to be sick. other than the fever, but I knew it was a virus. And I had tried some antivirals and some other things and some, you know, supplements that dissolve viral envelopes, but was still getting the fever. And I called you and asked for help, and or I emailed you and asked for help. And you put me on your viral pathogen program, and the fever stopped. So that's, I mean, it's not a scientific study because I didn't isolate the virus, but the fever stopped, which is definitely was appreciated. And I wasn't sure which virus it was because as a doctor, I don't know which virus just causes fevers. I mean, that's not described anywhere. It's very interesting, but it did suck.
I've had just wonderful success in the past 2 years. I've perfected my pathogenic cleanse, and I have scientific evidence is now coming in. Many people are going back after the scalar energy treatment and obtaining a viral load test. Well, you're well familiar with that, doctor. It's called a PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction test.
Right.
And when conducted properly, they are rather accurate. Mm-hmm. Well, invariably, when people present to me the results of their PCR test, there's no viral load. I've had people that I've treated for herpes. The PCR test came back, no viral load. Hepatitis C virus.
Right.
There's no viral load. It's undetectable. Epstein-Barr virus, undetectable. Mm-hmm. Now, why can I say that? Well, it's very simple. Scalar energy is fundamental. I have a fundamental energy that allows me to break apart germs, and thus those germs no longer exist as a pathogen. I actually take, say, the herpes virus, and I can disassemble it into carbon and oxygen and nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I do all of this by way of light. I do not work with electricity. I work exclusively with scalar energy, and it's this other energy, people, that allows me to achieve these results.
Well, let me ask you this. How long, on average, would it take somebody to get cleared from hepatitis C with, say, a 2 million viral load?
It's my contention that scalar energy with the first treatment will disassemble any germ.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one treatment to break the molecular code.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it really boils down to, Susan. My instrument will decipher the molecular code of a germ, in this case hepatitis C, and will offer the informational input that will serve to unbind, to disassemble that molecular structure. And I have experienced this with many people. Many people have told me that only one treatment is needed to disassemble a germ.
Mm-hmm. So, but how many do you recommend before they repeat their viral load test?
What I offer is a 30-day treatment, and the reason I do that, I want to make sure people do not become reinfected. I offer to treat people for a total of 30 days, 1 month, on account of the fact that many people come to me and their immune system is compromised. So I want to give them, if you will, a push, a running start, in order to regroup their health, to rebound, and to allow their immune system at least a month so that without any pathogenic infection, they can turn the corner, if you will. They can recover their health.
Mm-hmm.
So from experience, what I have seen, what I have observed, it only takes one treatment to eradicate, to disassemble a germ. Nevertheless, I offer a treatment for 30 days, 1 month, in order to help booster the immune system, in order to help especially the elderly or those who are very young who have not built up perhaps sufficient antibodies, if you're really young, that is, so that this 1 month of pathogenic cleansing really serves to get you over the hump, so to speak, and back into good health.
And have you tried treating parasites at all? Because some cancers are viral, which you point out on your website, but some cancers are associated with parasites, lowering the energy in the organ. Have you tried that, parasites?
Yes. I've been treating out protozoan, and I now am starting to set my sights on worms. I have not had great success in treating out worms, but I am successful in treating out protease, protozoans.
Okay. They're smaller, that's why. Yeah, I would think size would make a difference with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, there's some other tiny parasites that you could probably treat. But the bigger ones are harder because they're more like us. And the more different the pathogen is from us, probably the easier it is to treat with a scalar energy. Like viruses are probably really easy because they're so small.
Actually, they are. Once I've understood the geometry of a virus, it's easy now to actually disassemble a virus. You're correct in that assumption. To treat out a one-celled microorganism is rather simple now. It's almost routine. Unicelled microorganism can easily be disassembled. Something that is of a greater and more complex organism, that's going to take some doing on my part. And frankly, my research isn't there yet.
Yeah, well, I can see that. Would you like to give your contact information at this point in case people want to look up your, the references that we're talking about?
Sure. My website is selfhealgo.com, selfhealgo.com. We have a telephone number on the website if you want to call in and have any questions whatsoever. I think the website will present a great deal of my research that will be palatable. I've written many articles, and I think it will serve as a launching pad for your understanding of scalar energy. And by all means, again, I offer the telephone number, so if there's any questions, please call us, and we will promptly return your phone call and explain the process.
And the information I think there's two websites, aren't there? Because you have, or are they both the same? Do you have one with your name
there's
on it?
There's another website that's specifically dedicated to scalar energy research, and that really heralds, if you will, the masters of scalar energy over the past couple centuries.
Okay, and that's, what would you give that site?
Sure. It's Tom Palladino Scalar Energy. And again, that's, if you will, a compendium of various scalar energy researchers that I have high praise for, and I at least want to provide that as a platform that I could show their incredible work.
Right, yeah. What else are you working on? I know you probably have some other ideas that maybe aren't completely researched out, but what else are you thinking of exploring?
Well, immediately what's engrossed my attention and grabbed so much of my time is this Ebola outbreak. I am convinced that scalar energy will be the means in which we will be able to disassemble and eradicate the Ebola virus.
Yeah.
Now, I've done this in the past, people, for the past 2.5 years. I have experienced favorable results with my scalar energy instruments in which I can disassemble the herpes virus, the hepatitis virus, Epstein-Barr virus, etc. All types of viruses, I believe, are subject to scalar energy. And it's very simple. You have a cause and effect relationship in this physical universe. And the cause, if you will, of physical phenomenon is energy. Energy is the first cause. And what results is matter therefrom. Well, I can take scalar energy and I can disassemble matter, in this case, germs. I believe that I have developed a technique whereby I can handily, routinely disassemble viruses. Now, recently I've been treating people for the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be specific to your area, doctor, in Atlanta. The two American missionaries who were flown in from Liberia into Atlanta, Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbold, were both infected with the Ebola virus. Well, I treated both individuals with scalar energy, And I believe in many ways the scalar energy treatments that I administer serve to disassemble the Ebola virus in their bodies. I am presently treating the two nurses out of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe scalar energy, I've treated them already four times, I believe scalar mm-hmm. energy has served to disassemble the Ebola virus in their bodies. Now,
yeah, it's important to treat it early. It's very important to treat
yes.
it early before it starts
exactly.
causing organ damage, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. And that's a great point. As you know, people, by now, scalar energy is hemorrhagic in character. It can indeed cause bleeding, and once that hemorrhaging bleeding begins, organ failure is a sequent, and subsequently mm-hmm. the body simply goes into shock. Well, it's expedient that I start treating people with scalar energy prior to any hemorrhaging, prior to organ failure.
Right.
Well, fortunately, the people that I've been treating have not experienced organ failure yet. So I
yeah.
go on record by saying I am treating people with the Ebola virus, and
mm-hmm.
I am quite successful. And you could look at the results, I believe, in the next 2 weeks. In particular, these two nurses in Dallas have contracted the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe I've intervened already. Nina Pham and Amber Vinson, these two
right.
nurses out of Dallas, Texas, are
mm-hmm.
presently being treated with scalar energy. I don't think
right.
you're going to see any full-blown expression of the Ebola virus on account of the fact that I've eradicated the virus from their bodies. And once you remove the causative agent, well, the symptoms begin to abate, and eventually
mm-hmm.
they disappear altogether. So this is the, if you will, litmus test. If you really want to follow my work, then follow the per se recovery
mm-hmm.
of these two women, these
right.
two nurses out of Dallas. I'll go on record by saying you're not going to see either one hemorrhage, and
mm-hmm.
ultimately both of them are going to be released from the hospital with a clean bill of health.
Now, there is a thing in psychotronics where you can treat a field. Say a field is got a pest on it or a disease, a fungus. And so you can treat the entire field with the psychotronic technology. Do you think
That's
it might
correct.
Be possible to treat an entire city with the technology to eradicate the Ebola virus? Because we believe that the Ebola virus can live for a certain period of time in droplets. You know, just
yes.
an idea. I mean, you know.
It's
like that airplane,
extent, yeah.
the airplane people were on, is it really necessary to completely refit it? You know, can they just treat it with scalar energy and dissolve the virus?
To a limited extent, yes, and I'll answer that question by saying I'm able to treat people remotely, and all I need in order to treat them is a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way that works is scalar energy attaches itself to every photograph. Every photograph is a source of light, and in
mm-hmm.
particular, every photograph has scalar light attached to it. Well, I typically treat people by way of a photograph. So to answer your question, let's say I wanted to treat 1,000 people today in Liberia. Well, all
right.
I would need would be a group photograph of 1,000 people in Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, I could perform a pathogenic cleanse with my scalar energy instrument. Well,
mm-hmm.
consider what I'm saying, people. Scalar energy can travel at a far distance without losing its signal. There is no entropy. So
and there's
I
no time either. It doesn't take a certain period of time to travel.
That's
electromagnetic.
Correct.
Electromagnetic.
Exactly.
Light travels at the speed of light. Sound travels at the speed of sound. But scalar energy is instantaneous. And
yeah.
because it doesn't
yeah.
travel through the space-time continuum.
That's correct. And that's you put that so adroitly. As Dr. Kolb said, the electromagnetic spectrum is different. It's a different dimension. In scalar
mm-hmm.
energy, we're really looking at a holographic universe in
right.
which we have instantaneous communication. Now, just consider that, people. If we have instantaneous communication, instantaneous velocity, it really boils down to one point. There is no point one and point two. We're
mm-hmm.
able to to work within this dimension in an instantaneous fashion. So that's the beauty of scalar energy. It's far, far superior to that of the electromagnetic energy spectrum. So getting back to my initial point, I'm able to access people, I'm able to treat people with scalar energy by way of their photograph. Because scalar energy is, again, a matrix. It serves as a universal template or a universal hologram. So frequently when I treat people by way of their photograph. Now, going back to your initial inquiry, yes, I could treat many people who either have Ebola or would want to be assured that if they were exposed, that I could quickly reduce, disassemble the virus before it would start expressing itself, mm-hmm. before the
right.
they would become symptomatic. Mm-hmm. So to answer that question, yes, I can treat thousands of people a day, and all I need is a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could start treating the people in West Africa as well as their animals. As you know, many of their animals are in some fashion reservoirs for the Ebola virus.
Right, right, yeah. Well, that would be a lot easier than what they're doing now, sending the troops over. You know, that's lot easier.
It's quite a problem. This is, sadly, the Ebola virus is not going away. This is going to be a problem that we have to contend with for quite some mm-hmm. time.
Yeah, viruses are pretty easily transmitted, even if they're not airborne. They can live on surfaces for a while. The mainstream media keeps saying it's not easily transmitted, but then we keep hearing about all the healthcare workers that got it, and I'm sure the healthcare workers were pretty careful. So it's more easily transmitted than they may want, they may want people to believe.
Yeah, the evidence is still mounting. I remember reading a study where in a laboratory, monkeys were inoculated with the Ebola virus, and they mm-hmm. were placed within the same laboratory as pigs. Well, ultimately, the pigs became symptomatic with the Ebola virus and mm-hmm. were indeed infected by the Ebola virus, even though they were never infected directly.
Right.
So, who knows exactly how this is transmitting, but it calls to mind, and at least it makes us think about what indeed is going on. And it's always been my contention, people, and you realize this, a virus is very small. And mm-hmm. if you sneeze or cough, you're going to expectorate.
Right.
And in so doing, if you're symptomatic with the Ebola virus, you're going to expectorate the Ebola virus.
Right. And it can land on surfaces. Viruses don't die right away. Matter within the little droplets where they can stay, active, and then they're picked up with, somebody touching the area or breathing in the droplet, and there's very little reason to think that Ebola travels any differently than the common cold. It probably travels just the same way. And, you don't have to be exposed to somebody with a cold to get the cold, You can get the cold without exposure and known exposure. You are exposed, but you just don't know it. So that's something to, to remember when listening to the things in the media, is that they probably don't know how these healthcare workers got sick exactly. They're not sure scientifically how they got sick. So, so we do need something that is able to disassemble the virus without being so toxic. The receiving the blood of another person with the thing. All of these other treatments have a lot of risk, and not many people have been treated with these methods. The new experimental drug or the blood thing, but you can believe that if history is indicative that these do have risk and side effects. whereas scalar energy will not have any risk and side effects.
Yeah, and the reason we can say that, people, is we're working with light. Scalar energy originates from the sun of our solar system, the stars of the universe. Now, with that said, we're working with pure light, and there is no per se die-off. There is no footprint with this energy. We're working with light, and I simply tell light, scalar light, to break apart a germ, whether it's a herpes virus or mycobacterium tuberculosis or whatever type of pathogen. And in so doing, it's a light reaction. It's not a chemical reaction. And the germ disassembles into elements such as carbon and oxygen and nitrogen. I have never, with my research, I have never experienced any type of die-off. And the reason there is no die-off is once I treat a pathogen, it ceases to exist.
Right.
Now, remember, I'm working with quantum energy, and that quantum energy can take a germ and instantly, this is what Dr. Kolb was getting at just briefly, instantly we can disassemble or we can send communication. Well, I am instantly disassembling a pathogen, so it doesn't exist anymore. And if a pathogen doesn't exist, then you cannot have a deleterious, if you will, effect, side effect from it. There is no die-off.
That's important, especially with fungus and mold, because when you kill those with antifungals, you get release of the biotoxin, and if the person can't get the biotoxin out of their body, then they get the, you know, the exacerbation of fibromyalgia and also immune problems.
And that's what I found. Yeah. When I'm treating out a fungus, I not only can disassemble the fungus, but also the mycotoxins associated inside the fungus.
Right.
And again, people, all of this is done by way of light. Scalar light instantly transmutes, instantly disassembles not only the fungus, but the mycotoxins inside the fungus. So in other words, the fungus no longer exists and the toxins no longer exist. We've changed their molecular structure immediately, instantly. I mean, it could not be better. It's a win-win situation all around.
Well, can you give your contact information once again for the audience?
Sure. My website is selfhealgo.com. Again, we have a chat room. We have a phone number. If you have any questions, just send us an email response or drop us a telephone line. We'll answer your questions. The website, I think, will serve as a starting point for your journey into scalar energy. Again, we're working with a different energy from that of electricity. It's always been my contention, and Dr. Kolb sees the big potential likewise. Scalar energy is going to change the way we live, people. Scalar energy is a more efficient energy than that of electricity. And once we incorporate scalar energy, many of the problems that we face today, we will not face with scalar energy. For instance, I firmly believe that scalar energy is an infinite supply of energy. The sun and the stars supply an infinite outgoing, ubiquitous, if you will, arena of energy. And in so doing, we simply have to figure out how to tap into that energy supply. So if we were to do that, we would no longer have an energy crisis. We have infinite energy and scalar energy.
There's also evidence in some of the Russian experiments that when planets are seeded with life, that they do so via scalar energy. They've taken, I think the experiment was they took sand and radiated it so that all biological material was gone, and then exposed it to sunlight, and then they showed spontaneous life forms, microscopic life forms appearing.
Yes, well put. It's always been my contention that this sunlight or starlight, which is scalar energy, is responsible for DNA. There's no magic here, people. There's no mystery. This is not hocus pocus. I've heard of other scalar energy researchers who have been able to create primitive forms of life with scalar energy.
Right.
Scalar energy will assemble DNA. Now, let me repeat that.
Yeah.
Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature. It is responsible for our DNA. And some scientists have in the laboratory observed that scalar energy assembles DNA. They have witnessed primitive life forms by way of scalar energy.
And let me just bring in a Star Trek episode that people may have seen. I don't remember which movie it was. It was one of the movies where the Starship Enterprise witnessed a seeding of energy of a planet with life. And that's a very interesting concept of it would be coming from scalar energy, because light then forming life on a planet is exactly what we're talking about. So at least in the sci-fi world, this concept has been shown in it's on Star Trek.
Yeah. So consider this. Once we master scalar energy, then we can master the human genome. And if we can do that, people, we can correct cancer. We can correct genetic dysfunction. Well, if some scientists have, in the early stages of scalar energy research, produced primitive life forms, we know that scalar energy is responsible for DNA. So if we have eventually a way to control scalar energy, then we can control DNA.
Right.
It's all cause and effect. So eventually, the more adept, the more versed we become with scalar energy, we will eventually be able to correct genetic disorders simply by correcting the scalar energy download into the DNA.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's a very interesting concept. So, well, we're coming up on the end of our hour here. Is there any information or messages you'd like to give to the listening audience?
Sure. Maybe to put this down to everybody's level. People, all of you experience scalar energy every day. And frankly, you are scalar energy instruments. You are scalar energy beings, I should put it that way. Every time you pray or think, you're broadcasting scalar energy. Every thought, you could not think without scalar energy. Scalar energy is the underlying cause behind memory and thinking. Your emotions are broadcasts of scalar energy, and your cells are held together, are assembled by scalar energy. So don't think that this is a far and esoteric concept. No, it's not. Scalar energy is with us every moment of our lives, and you'll see that in the future. And I want you to feel comfortable with this energy, because it's all around us. And frankly, most of us don't even realize that.
And if you want to go to www.plasticos.com or the BBS Radio archives as well, if you go to Resource and Radios on my website, you can hear our previous interview, although I heard the other day that there was a glitch in it, so we're going to have to fix it. The entire interview wasn't there. But Tom and I talked about something called incorruptibility, which scalar energy can do. After one dies, if the scalar energy is present around the body does not decay. And, this would be one of the miracles that is known to happen in the Far East, in the Catholic Church. The idea that very holy people, their corpses don't decay for many, many, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of years. Documented. This is not, just something that this is documented. So, what I would say, if incorruptibility is responsible, I mean, if scalar energy is responsible for incorruptibility, it may also be responsible for many of the other miracles that have been documented by the church and other religious institutions. And it's probably the energy that you see in the halos around holy people.
Yes.
And so that puts it more in, in historical light. If we don't understand how something occurs with electromagnetic energy, then there must be another form of energy that would explain the miracles,
yeah.
or many of the miracles.
Yes, bravo, bravo. And Dr. Kolb, well put, well stated. People, there are two energies in the universe, the electromagnetic energy spectrum and scalar energy. Now, many of the phenomena in the universe cannot be explained by way of the electromagnetic spectrum. It simply doesn't make sense according to the principles of the electromagnetic spectrum. So what we are offering is this. There is a second energy that is unrecognized. Scalar energy will explain many of the phenomena that have hitherto been a mystery, if you will. And I do indeed believe that scalar energy is responsible for so many miracles. People who have healing hands, they can lay their hands upon you. Well, there's a science behind that. And the science is healing hands is a generation of scalar energy. It's not per se a generation of electricity. It's a generation of scalar energy. And healing hands is indeed a phenomenon that can only be explained by way of the prism, if you will, by way of scalar energy.
And probably many of the other aspects, the clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, you know, when you just know something, a whole package of information is given to you. Many inventors say that this happens. They're given the entire package on an invention suddenly and have no idea where it comes from. Obviously, it doesn't come from within the time-space continuum. It comes from another place, and a lot of times, multiple people are given the idea at once, and then they fight for the patent. You know, it's not just that happens fairly often. So, you know, the idea here is that scalar energy is a informational system. In other words, it's not coming. It's not originating in the third dimension. It originates in a higher dimension, and it travels completely through the holographic process rather than the, you know, having to travel through time and space. So it's instantaneous, and it can happen like three people around the world can be given the same thing all at once. It's a package of information, but it's probably a light package of information. In other words, it originates as light, but then our senses step it down into thoughts, emotions, you know, whatever, you know, the or the energy to break apart a pathogen. So basically, spontaneous remission occurs via scalar energy. Would have to.
Yes, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's well put. Brilliant. I concur. Yep. Again, things such as clairvoyance. People say they have telepathic abilities. Some mothers have an intuition when their kids are in trouble. All of that is a communication by way of the holographic universe, which is scalar energy. We're just starting to realize that.
And it occurs instantaneous. Like if the kid's in China and the mother's in Atlanta, the minute the kid gets injured, the mother sees the thing or feels it. So it's instantaneous. And anything that's instantaneous cannot be traveling through time and space.
That's correct. It's not electricity.
Right.
It's not of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Right.
So this is the new world that Dr. Kolb and I see. We see a world that will embrace scalar energy. It's going to improve our lifestyles. Immeasurably, people. Scalar energy will really catapult mankind forward. That's the purpose behind this. We want to see scalar energy utilized, embraced, and incorporated throughout the world.
Well, thanks, Tom, for joining us. It's been educational, and I appreciate you taking the time.
It's always my pleasure. I always have brilliant conversations with you. You are... You're right on the mark, and I love the way you address this and how you see the big picture here. You're very conversant, Doctor. Incredible.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you
really,
so much.
You really are.
Well, we've been interviewing Tom Palladio. I keep mispronouncing your name. Would you pronounce
Palladino.
It? Palladino. I've got to get the first thing there. Palladino, and we've been discussing scalar energy. Please take a look at his websites. It's self-healing, self-heal go, is that right?
Yes, self-heal go.com.
Self-heal go. And then the one with his name in it is the one outlining the scientists who were the first discoverers of scalar energy. Thanks, Tom. I do appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you immensely.
This has been Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, we'll be interviewing Chanel Shanti on assessing the many levels of guidance that have been available to all of us at all times. And then the next week, Alexis Brooks on conscious musing. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Temple of Health Radio Show.